With a CNBC Your Money Minute, I'm Jessica Ettinger. In a tight labor market, employees have the upper hand when it comes to negotiating a salary. The biggest mistake you could make is by giving a single salary number that you want. Giving an exact number could take you out of the running for getting more. Career coaches tell CNBC, instead, you should always give a salary range. For example, let's say you're making $60,000 a year and you really want $70,000 in your next role. When a recruiter asks you how much you're looking for, let them know that the jobs you're interviewing for fall in the range of $70,000 to $90,000. More often than not, the recruiter will come back, meeting you about halfway. So if the range is $70,000 to $90,000, they could come back with something around $80,000. And now you've just increased your base by $20,000. It's a simple, smart, effective negotiating rule of thumb. Lots more on this at CNBC.com. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. So you need a business partner just like you. Like FedEx, who understands your passion for serving your customers because they have the same commitment towards you. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. What's more, FedEx Ground is faster to more locations than UPS Ground. Trust FedEx for timely deliveries. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively FedEx.